finding the people responsible for it, are there any tools or tactics, obviously without disclosing sources and methods, that you two utilize? I mean, you're very good at finding things. As you said, Doug London, one of the things you did very well, and Mark, I know you did it as well too, based on what you told me and have said in conversations before, you're very good at finding information, and you're very good at locating, you know, things that you needed. So I'm wondering, what would you say to those that are searching for these people? How would you find them? What would your suggestions be to assist in the process of finding these folks? Doug London.
Well, luckily, I think Darwin's theory is going to aid in a bit the law enforcement community for a lot of these folks who are streaming live while they were in the Capitol building itself. But you know, going beyond that, these folks all did have electronic media with them. They were connected to cell towers by phone or computer, whatever it was. It's not going to be that hard to align what selectors were there, and law enforcement has every legal right to do that, with the folks that they're looking for. And again, as so many of these folks have posted across the boards, the problem that is going to occur as these first waves of people, and we saw this in the fight, the counterterrorist fight Mark and I did, where it was a lot easier chasing the first sort of waves of people down with what you had in terms of tools, and then they started to recognize what the threats to them were. So you're going to see folks move underground, more to encrypted apps, and take care of what how they do. Again, I think as a matter of course for justice, we need to make a point and pursue all of these people that engaged in this horrendous act. But I'm worried about those who are going to be driven underground, as they will necessarily be, and rightfully be, where it will no longer be, God willing, popularly acceptable to be a white supremacist, to preach racism and hate. But those folks are going to be harder to find. And there are technical tools that we use in our fight abroad that we're going to have to look at in the context of civil liberties, what is appropriate. Because I think, as we saw after 9/11, there are trade-offs. And sometimes I think we have to take care that we don't go too far, because once we start compromising the number of civil liberties that we hold value to, which our adversaries, you know, loathe and try to undermine, then we're sort of losing the battle from within.
Mark.
Sure. And you know, Doug hit on something that's perfect. So, you know, the irony of this is you hear about things such as people getting banned from Twitter or Facebook or Parler. From a national security perspective, from an intelligence perspective, no, we don't want that. You know, as that, these are the best mechanisms in how we monitor these individuals. So that's the irony here, is that for clearly in terms of propaganda and for incitement, getting these folks off these groups is a good thing. From the monitoring perspective, we love when we're on there, because Doug's right. We don't want them to go to more secure apps where it might be a little more difficult. One of the things that I saw in commentary in the media, as this was occurring, and there was, people were very upset that a lot of these individuals then left DC, they traveled back home. I wasn't worried about that at all, because as Doug said, you know, terrorists, we always joked about, terrorists aren't the smartest people in the world. These are domestic terrorists. And so ultimately they have such a social media footprint, whether it's, you know, what they're posting, or as Doug said, you know, selectors they're using. This will be quite easy, I believe, for law enforcement to find out who is there. But going back to my first point, we actually want them on these open means of communication, because that's how you monitor them. If they get pushed underground to more secure apps that the U.S. government may have some difficulty breaking, or even worse, down to the dark web, that's going to be a lot more difficult.
Our conversation with Mark Polymeropoulos and Douglas London, both are retired CIA case officers. J.J. Green, WTOP News.